the Newman Jets Audio Network. This is the JetCast, the official podcast of Newman University Athletics, featuring exclusive interviews with coaches, players, administrators, and more. The JetCast podcast is brought to you by Ascension Via Christi, Big Corner Creative, Donlinger Construction, Dr. Brennan Lucas and Advanced Orthopedic Associates, Eck Agency, Keystone Solid Surfaces, Mel Hambledon Ford, and by Pepsi.
And welcome back to the JetCast here on the Newman Jets Audio Network. I am your host, as always, Jackson Schneider. And this is episode 147 of our show as we really get things rolling in the fall sports semester here in Wichita. Got a lot of great things to talk to you about today. A lot of great achievements by some of our Jets student athletes. We'll have a great one-on-one chat as well with our brand new head volleyball coach and Mike McNeil. We'll really love to hear from him, kind of his background in volleyball, his thoughts on the team, and his goals for how they'll be moving forward. You know, it'll get you really excited for what's to come this season and far beyond that, especially after they went 1-3 in their first weekend of competition. But he got his first win as head coach, and they competed really well with some very tough and talented teams down at the Midwestern State Invitational. But we'll talk with Coach McNeil here in a little bit. We'll also visit with Ruben Kester, who's a grad senior on the men's soccer team, and they took down William Jewell in competition on Tuesday afternoon, and he had one of the four goals scored by the Jets, so we caught up with him after the game and just got to know him a little bit better, got his thoughts on the team and the match. So we'll hear from him coming up in just a little bit as well. But first, let's talk about some accolades. We'll stay on the soccer pitch, this time on the women's side, as one of our guests from last week's show, Indelphine Sosu, earned MIAA Offensive Player of the Week. She led the conference in goals and points last week to secure that status, as she scored three goals in the week of competition, scoring two in the win over William Jewell and one at Southwest Baptist as well to lead the Newman offense. But congratulations to Delphine. She's absolutely a phenomenal student, a phenomenal athlete, a phenomenal teammate. And if you missed that interview, just that brief couple of minutes with her after the match last week against William Jewell, go back and give it a listen. She is absolutely incredible to hear from, and we'll certainly be visiting with her more in the future. On the men's soccer side of things, Gabriel Diaz-Giuliani earned the GAC Offensive Player of the Week honor as he scored himself a hat trick over the weekend. But through Newman's first two matches of the season, he tallied three goals, 6 points on six shots, with three shots on goal. And all three of those goals came in the win over Oklahoma Christian in that hat trick performance on Saturday, which sparked Newman's first victory of the season. And as we mentioned a little earlier on, the Jets have now won back-to-back matches after a 4-1 win over William Jewell on Tuesday evening. So we'll make sure to visit more with the men's soccer team and hopefully get Gabriel onto the show in the future as well. But congratulations again to him, who earned, again, GAC Conference Offensive Player of the Week with his three goals. Now, on the golf side of things, the men's and women's teams were in action over the past couple of days. Men's team was in Warrensburg, Missouri, playing at the Mule at the Mule's National Golf Club. And Newman ended up in a really interesting spot in their first tournament, you know, finishing in, I believe it was 15th place, and a team score of 887, which I know, talking to Coach Filippo, they have much higher goals than that, but it was a challenging field. And obviously, again, first tournament of the season of the fall competition. So they'll have a lot to work on, but some great performances individually. Grant Delsert and Alphonse Hermanson both tied for 30th, shooting 219 on the tournament. And then close behind, Thomas Asgeirsson shot a 221 and finished in 45th place as well. But next week, the Jets men's team will travel down to Oklahoma to match up in the NSU Men's Golf Classic. Funny enough, the Jets women's team competed at the NSU Women's Classic this past week, and they finished in 14th place in the competition. They were in 15th place after day one, but moved up a slot after another solid second day of competition. They were led by Bella Kayaba, who shot a 161, finished 53rd overall. Emily Wolverson finished in 60th with 164 tallied. And again, as a team, you know, first tournament of the season, a really solid starting off point for a team that Coach Filippo on the women's side has worked really hard to build and recruit. And we're so excited to see the Jets continue to work and build throughout the rest of this competition season in the fall. And they'll be back at it September 29th for a hosted tournament. The Jets will host the Newman Fall Invite that final few days of September here in the Wichita Metro. So be sure to keep your eyes peeled for more information on that at the Newman Fall Invite still to come. Now, before we get into our long feature interview with new head volleyball coach Mike McNeil, I promised you an interview with Ruben Kester, who scored a goal for the Jets in the second half of competition yesterday, or depending upon when you listen to this, it'll be it was Tuesday afternoon. But he scored his first goal as a Jet this season and helped to spark a 4-1 win, second straight match win for the Jets men's soccer team. And they'll be back in action on Thursday evening down at Midwestern State in Texas. Let's go ahead and take a quick short break here and visit with Ruben Kester right after this. You're listening to the JetCast here on the Newman Jets Audio Network.
From the moment you walk through the doors at Ascension Via Christi, you'll hear the sounds of hope, health, and strength. Because Ascension Via Christi is more than just hospitals, ERs, and clinics. Ascension Via Christi teams start by understanding you, your health, and your life to deliver the care that's right for you. Connected to a national network of care and the expertise of a wide range of doctors and specialists. Ascension Via Christi in Wichita. Listening to you, caring for you. Find a doctor online at healthcare.ascension.org.
Life. It throws you curves and it knocks you down. But what separates the good from the great is the getting back up. Newman University will always get back up. We are a university of doers, of innovators, of transformers. We inspire as we soar to new heights. We will not be beaten. We will not settle for anything less than the best. We are Newman University.
Welcome back to the JetCast. Post-match is the Jets knock off William Jewell 4-1. A big second half for Newman to pull away, and big reason why. Ruben Kester with a late second half goal. Take me through what you saw in that play and how you put it in the back of the net.
To be honest, I've got to give all the praise to Gabby. He done the hard work. All I had to do was slot it home, you know. But to be honest, we've got an amazing team. They make my job easy, you know. I just have to win tackles and then give the ball to them and they do the rest. But, you know, Victor, the coaching staff, they give us everything we need, a load of specific details. They go above and beyond and, you know, we're really grateful to have them. And you can only get better in an environment like this, you know, so, yeah.
Absolutely. Tell me about that. I mean, there was a great crowd and I think it was the baseball team making some noise for you guys. Did that kind of give you a little extra boost in this match?
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah, the crowd played a big part. I think Newman here, I think it's a great culture, a great environment where we all push each other to be the best we can. And I think that showed today. They were a big part in the win.
Now, for your team, it's a bit of a tough start last week. The first match, you lose 1-0. And I talked to Coach Victor after the game, and he kind of told me, you know, we'll be fine. We've got the guys that are going to keep working hard, and they'll bounce right back. And then, lo and behold, Saturday, you get the first win of the season. You followed up with a great performance today. How has this team responded from that first match and continued to grow over the last week?
Just hard work, like Victor said. You know, the training sessions he puts on, the information he puts on, the amount of depth we have in this team, you know, right from the goalkeepers all the way to the strikers, you know, it pushes everyone to be better. And we might have got 3 points the last two games, 6 points, sorry, but we're only going to get better. So, you know, watch this space.
Well, certainly a great opportunity to build momentum and keep moving forward. Now, the grass today seemed a little bit iffy with all the rain that we had. Did you have any trouble with the surface today?
It wasn't great, but I've grown up in England, so this is like playing at home for me. So, yeah, you know, they had to deal with it as well. We just have to be strong and play to the occasion, you know?
Absolutely. Now, with you being from England, and I mean, you've got teammates from Japan and Brazil, Italy, like all over the globe, and there's so many different ways this game can be played across the world. How do you come together and find one style of play to fit Newman?
Victor decides how we play and we just follow through with it, you know. he's the gaffer. He tells us what to do and we just do it to the best we can, you know.
Awesome. Well, just to get to know you as a person, I know we've got a lot of folks tuning in from all over the world for this podcast. Do you have a club that you support back home?
The best team, Liverpool.
All right. Were you born into that or did you pick it up as a kid?
Unfortunately, no. but my dad and my uncle are big Liverpool fans, so I had no choice.
Awesome. I love that. Now, what is the biggest difference in being in Kansas compared to back home?
The weather, for sure. Playing in, you know, 80 degrees, you know, that's hard. It took a lot of getting used to, you know, but yeah, probably just the weather would be the main one.
All right. Now, tell me about your team. Who's the funniest teammate you have right now?
To be honest, I'd like to say assistant coach Machado is probably one of the funniest characters I've ever met, you know, but now we've got a great environment here, a lot of different characters, and we're all just together. We're one big family, you know.
Awesome. It's so great to meet you. First of all, congrats on the win.
Thank you very much.
We'll talk again soon.
Definitely. Appreciate that.
Absolutely. That's Ruben Kester. We'll take a break and be back right after this.
Dondlinger Construction is currently hiring qualified CDLA truck drivers, heavy equipment operators, and heavy civil concrete carpenters for projects in and around the Wichita metro area. Dondlinger Construction is employee-owned and offers competitive weekly pay and benefits. Quick start your new career and apply online at dondlinger.biz. That's dondlinger.biz. Dondlinger Construction is an EEO-compliant employer. Veterans, women, and minorities encouraged to apply.
Welcome back to the JetCast here on the Newman Jets Audio Network. Just a minute ago, you heard from Newman men's soccer student-athlete Ruben Kester as the Jets won 4-1 over William Jewell on Tuesday afternoon in Wichita. Let's switch gears over to volleyball. And again, the Jets opened their season last weekend down at Midwestern State, going 1-3 in four competitions. The win came over William Jewell. And the Jets swept that competition 3-0. Competed well, though, with Midwestern State and Oklahoma Christian and Southeast Oklahoma State as well. It was a great starting off point for Coach McNeil in his first competitions as head coach here of the Jets volleyball program. But he's got big visions for the future, and I'm really excited to play this interview for you. Because Coach has just a wealth of knowledge of the sport and really high standards. You know, he's a motivated guy. He expects excellence. He expects success. And it's going to fire you up because this team is poised for a big season to turn around, you know, the program in its trajectory, and really excited to see how things go with Coach McNeil. But before we get into his interview, I do want to congratulate one of his student athletes, sophomore in Hannah Timmits, earned all tournament honors at Midwestern State with her performance over the four matches of competition for the Jets. And Hannah, again, just a sophomore, was a big piece of the Jets offense a season ago. But in her four competitions for Newman over the past weekend, had 37 kills to lead the team offensively, and additionally had three service aces in competition. And that's just the offensive side of the picture there for her. 27 digs, and that goes along with a whole bunch of blocks as well. So really, really solid for Hannah Timmons. Want to just kind of read off her stat line there through just four matches, as the Jets will get back to competition coming up this next weekend in Topeka at the Washburn Invitational. But without further ado, let's take a quick timeout. And when we come back, we'll hear from Newman head volleyball coach Mike McNeil. You're listening to the JetCast on the Newman Jets Audio Network.
Hey boss, the backhoe was stolen from the Valley job.
Great.
And our computers were hacked last night, and they got some of our clients' information.
Seriously?
And your wife called. She said the dead tree you were supposed to tear down fell on your neighbor's roof.
What am I going to do?
I'd call Eck Agency. They're great at providing insurance solutions to protect your business, work comp, home, and autos before these things happen. Call or text Eck Agency at 316-303-1905 or visit eckagency.com.
Welcome back to the JetCast here on the Newman Jets Audio Network. Jackson Schneider now coming to you with the first ever interview of our brand new head volleyball coach, Mike McNeil. Coach, welcome to Newman. First and foremost, so glad to have you here. How's things been going? Have you gotten comfortable getting here into the Air Capital and getting your new office all set up?
Yeah, it's going great. We've got a lot of great people here that have helped get us connected and get us started and headed in the right direction the first couple of weeks being here.
Well, it's been kind of a whirlwind, I'm sure. You know, you were only here for a few weeks before the players got here, and then you're right to business, you know, so there's no time to kind of sit around. You've been a busy guy, I'm sure, over the last few weeks. But take us through what that kind of process looked like for you now that especially you're into the season itself.
Yeah, preparing a season is a lot of great opportunities just to continue to get to know the players, get to know the athletes, get to know their families, get to know where they come from, their backgrounds, and how they continue to need to be worked with and coached. And it's been a great great time so far, just getting started.
Now, tell us about your past. You know, you've had several stops, and you're a California guy, I know, but you are no stranger to the state of Kansas either. So take us through kind of your coaching journey.
Yeah, from California, been coaching now for 17 years, which 8 of those at the college level. Been California, then moved out to Texas for a couple years to coach out there, and then during the COVID season, got to coach out here in Kansas as well. And so when life shut down, you know, Kansas was the right place to be in, and we developed all the right relationships and friendships out here that when we moved away, we came back to the area here in Wichita, and love it out here in Wichita. Love the people, love the community. The Newman community has been awesome, just to continue to be investing in and getting invested in by them. It's been great. The journey so far, working through on the coaching side, I like to say that I'm a product of those that have invested in me, and the culmination of the coaches and even the players through the last many years of just working with them and knowing how to continue to both be a student of the game and continue to help others grow in their love and skills in the game of volleyball.
For sure. It's certainly an opportunity here at Newman, and I know the players relish the chance to compete in not only Division II, but one of the toughest conferences in Division II in the MIAA. When you see that opportunity as a head coach to build a program like Newman in that sort of a setting, what excites you the most about that opportunity?
Yeah, to be the best, you got to be able to beat the best. And so to be able to compete in this conference consistently and be able to to recruit to this level and continue to be in this conference that holds ourselves to a high standard. A lot of coaches have been successful here across the country. Knowing how to compete with teams that know how to win. We're working on developing ourselves internally right now, in every day in the gym, so that when we face our opponents, this weekend we're coming up with a couple conference matches or conference schools for some tournaments. Working with just being able to compete, identify who they are, what they are, and what kind of systems and play works well here.
Now, for you, that I'm glad you used the word systems, because that's one of the questions I had. Do you have a specific vision for the system that fits this team of yours right now, or is that kind of something you're playing with as you still get to know the team and the athletes that you have here?
Yeah, offense wins games. Defense sets up the offense, and so we're working on being able to terminate the ball at a high level, being able to be dynamic attackers at the net, working on running a fast and efficient offense, establishing the middles, keeping our players in position to be able to take variety of swings, be versatile and be able to kind of take lots of opportunities. Yeah, so we're working through kind of making some minor adjustments right now, and then in some ways we've overhauled different areas of the game. It's going to be an exciting thing to watch this next year, and it's only going to get better from here for sure.
Absolutely. Well, you got off to a great start in this first weekend of competition with your first win, and then you played really competitively against some very solid opponents down in Texas. Take us through what you saw from this team in those first few competitions and what it was like to get that first win in the Navy and Red too.
Yeah, so the first match against William Jewell was good. We came out strong, won the first two sets. The second set was a little bit closer. Third set, we had some character growth internally of, being down late. I think it was 19-22, and then we came back and pulled it out, winning 25-23, if memory serves me right. And so knowing that, it's hard to compete. It's hard to sweep a team at any time. It's hard to sweep a team when you're coming back from behind late in that third set. And so it saw a lot of good things from the athletes. Saw it, a different level of focus than we've seen in the past, and different level of focus and kind of raising the standard internally with each match. Oklahoma Christian did a great job against us. We were able to compete a little bit with them through that match. Then taking sets off Midwestern State and Southeastern Oklahoma was good to see. When we get beat that first set at Southeastern Oklahoma by a large margin, seeing the resilience to come back and continue to fight hard, and just barely lose set two, win set three, and then end up losing in four. But seeing a lot of good character development internally, seeing the athletes at their best, and seeing areas that we're going to continue working with them to continue growing. I'm proud of the group, proud of the way that they competed this past weekend, and excited that's kind of our floor. It's only going to get better from here.
A lot of coaches for other sports that I'll talk with always kind of discuss that first weekend or first competition. You see the most growth in that first to second week, where it's only Tuesday of that second week now, but have you started to see kind of those wheels turning in the right direction as you approach this next weekend?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We made, many notes from this first weekend, and we saw a lot of growth even internally match to match. Yesterday, a lot of things clicked in practice. Several of our athletes had that aha moment of what we've kind of been talking about and seeing. We went back and watched some film before practice yesterday and just kind of saw areas that we did really well that we're going to keep growing and maximize those strengths. And saw other areas that we need to keep growing. And we had a lot of great opportunities yesterday. And it's only going to get better over the next two practices. And then we're on the road again on Thursday. And so, yeah.
Well, lots of opportunities there. But I know people listening at home want to know, who do I got to keep my eye out for. And one thing that I kind of went to start was, you know, with you being new and kind of getting to know the team, is one of the big key anchor points of the team is the center, right? And you bring Madeline Hoop back as a little bit of that continuity from last year to this year. And she had a really solid first weekend. But tell me, you know, how the setter that you have can help to build this team, and what you've gotten to see from her through just the first weekend of competition.
Yeah, Madeline's doing a great job for us. Coming in his sophomore year, has the mindset of a detail-oriented person, knows how to compete internally. And I think there's that internal competition even with herself of always wanting to strive to get better and build the connections with hitters. And there's been the back and forth, which I've always loved with setters, of having that back and forth where knowing that, you know, there's game plans that has worked for her in the past, there's game plans that worked for me in the past, and the systems, and knowing that the best system for our team is a combination of both, and knowing how to continue to work with her experiences, and just the relationship she has with these hitters. Runs a really good fast offense, is a versatile, can run the gamut, can run all the sets. Does a good job. So she's running the 5-1 right now, and being able to, yeah, get our hitters in positions to put the ball away.
If you could introduce us to some of those hitters, because I saw there were some new faces for at least those of us that were watching this team last year. There's some new ones to get used to here as we move into this season.
Yeah, so we've got several new faces here. One of the people here that had a great first weekend was Isabella Lamb. Transferred in from another institution, and is running in the middle right now and is doing a good job there. You know, she's in Nebraska. One of her teammates in high school that's now here as well is Sky Miller, one of our outside hitters and one of our two freshmen. Sky's done a great job on the outside and continue to working through, you know, adapting to what it means to play college ball and doing a great job there. A lot of good offensive power there for Sky. Josie's coming in. Josie Weirs from Allen Community College. Josie's, you know, a little bit of right side, a little bit of outside. She's kind of been doing a little bit of both. You know, been doing a great job offensively for us and passing. I think maybe one of the highest passing numbers right now for the program. Then we've got Liv Stewart, Olivia coming in, one of our other two incoming freshmen, and she's coming in from Texas, and I'm gonna continue growing in the middle and continue challenging the middles from there. So.
Absolutely, and Hannah Timmits earned a spot on the all tournament team this last week, and she's one that fans will recognize from a season ago in her freshman year last year. I'm sure she's also taken some big steps early on, but for her, you know, on that right side role a lot, she was such a big piece last year. But for you, how have you seen her kind of take steps forward to begin this year?
Yeah, her growth this year has been, she was a right side for I think the program last year, and kind of was on the right side, and, you know, great blocker, able to play at the net really well offensively. You know, was able to get kills right and left last year. We've moved her to the outside this year, and is continually going to just, you know, flourish and grow as a result of getting more opportunities, continually being a bigger piece of the offense than maybe she was last year or wanted to be last year. She's getting those chances now and led the team in kills this past weekend. You know, termination rates and kind of her kill percentages and the ability for our opponents to stop her has been great to see. You know, she's growing. She's one of the heart and soul of our team type of players that the team follows her leadership. She's one of our captains as well. It's great to see her continue to own the opportunities she's gotten and continue to compete well.
Okay, we're visiting with new head volleyball coach Mike McNeil. Coach, you know, for you, the sport of volleyball obviously is a huge part of your life, but I was curious kind of how that got started. You know, how did you fall in love with this game and kind of learn that this was the path for you in life?
Yeah, so I started playing volleyball in fifth grade back out in Clovis, California. The internal joke inside my family is I was always a baseball player, you know, baseball from, you know, junior high, you know, got cut in junior high for the school team, but loved baseball. My older brother played volleyball, and I always kind of made fun of him a little bit because he played the girls' sport, and you know, it's the internal humor there for my brother and I. But got to play through junior high. Was ended up being setter, hitter. Ended up playing on the high school varsity team with my older brother through high school. Ended up having some success early. We won a couple championships, what we called Valley titles out there, the CIF. Got to go to college and play. Got recruited to go play at California Baptist University. We were NAI at the time. They're now D1 program. No longer at men's volleyball, which you kind of, once again, the internal jokes is that all my records are safe, you know, so I'll never come off that list on the top lists there. Was on the right team at the right time. Had a coach that believed in me and at the same time didn't allow me to stay at the caliber of a player and or a person. Took somewhat of a punk athlete as a young kid and turned him into a man and made sure that there was more responsibility. And there's a lot of great things, the impact of a coach. And that's where, the coaching desire came out of was seeing high school coaches, junior high coaches, and then college coach, just the impact that they can have on someone's life and knowing that, competition's fun, learning how to work and play at a high level, but also knowing the impact you have on those athletes. And so, been around the game since fifth grade, and it's hopefully doesn't stop anytime soon.
Absolutely. I mean, it's such a fun game, and it's one that I didn't have the luxury of playing, but I was always watching it, and I over the last several years as a broadcaster, I've kind of gotten this new appreciation for the game because you get to see kind of the X's and O's of it. But for you, did you have like an aha moment? You mentioned kind of some of the players having that early in this season, but where was that moment for you when you realized that coaching this sport was the right spot?
Yeah, so I started coaching my junior year of college. So I was playing. We had morning practice at the time. Would go and practice in the morning, and then go coach the small private school across the street, and just seeing the growth that had on me of knowing that as an athlete, when you have to go and lead a high school varsity team. The moment of it is not only a character development on the athlete side or an ability development, but it's at the same time, it's there's the love of the game, the love of being able to lead troops in a battle, so to speak, and seeing that I was halfway decent at it. Early on there was we took a team that had not won in a very long time and took them to the semifinals for Southern Section for the D10 or whatever it was. And so knowing that there was the ability to continue to compete at the same time that those next 2 years, we ended up winning two national titles at Cal Baptist. We were runner up the first 2 years and won the last two, and just got some opportunities to coach and take over programs and just consistently saw the development and the growth and just kind of turning programs around and, the support of my wife and the kids, being a coach, my wife's never not been a coach's wife in the 15 years of our marriage. We've been coached together, and kids have never not been coach's kids. And there's just it does something internally to within. Yeah. So the aha moment was, just seeing how, I can continue to develop myself to help other people's both athletic, journey as well as their individual development, just growing. And then it never hurts when you start getting those rings and you start stacking those rings up. A lot of great great opportunities and had some great people consistently invest in me, and it's been good. Yeah.
Well, one thing that I've known, every coach, every team has their identity, the vision for what they want their program to be or to become. So if I were to ask you, what would the identity of Newman Volleyball be? What is the perfect vision for this program and the athletes within it?
Yeah, no pun intended, but this program's going to be taking off here soon. You know, we're going to be the program. We are the program right now that is going to go in and compete every day to improve ourselves, to continue to improve the play, the relationships, the experience of these athletes here. We're going to be a team that's going to be reckoned with here soon. We're going to be a team competing for championships, the MIAA. We're going to be a team that's competing on the national stage. And that comes down to the culture of Newman. That comes down to the culture of our athletic department here. That comes down to the people that we currently have. We say there's three things that we want to be really good at. We want to be a team that works hard. We want to be a team that has fun. And we want to be a team that gets better every day. And sounds super simple, sounds, you know, probably laughably simple, but when we're the team that continues to work hard in a way that isn't just checking a box saying, you know, yeah, I worked hard today, but actually comes in and is giving their all for whatever is being asked, or whatever the event is, whether it's practice, weightlifting, film session, whatever that could be, giving their best, the best part of themselves for us, and then having that be authentic. Working and then having fun. You know, there's no substitute for enjoying the experience and having fun internally. You know, we have a team that I think shares more laughs in this first couple weeks than most teams do in a season. It's a great group. Love the team we have right now. Love the team that we get to go battle with, and then just that growth mindset of knowing how to continue to be comfortable with where we are, who we are, but then also knowing how to continue to look to that next thing of how to rough the edge off or you know, continue to challenge ourselves to get a little bit better. Those three things, you can talk through resilience, grit, you know, you kind of all the identity pieces there. There's a lot of components to just the working hard, having fun, and getting better every day.
I love it. Love those three pillars that could help to build this thing into obviously some really big goals. And I know that's going to excite a lot of people. But, you know, before we get to see you here in Fugate Gymnasium, you still have a few more weeks out on the road, and it starts this weekend. And I'd imagine you head out on is Thursday for the trip. So take me through kind of the schedule for this team this weekend and what you'd like to see out of the group with, you know, weekend number two.
Yeah, so we're headed out. We're playing Emporia State on Friday morning, and which, you know, from watching film already this week and the last couple weeks, the last couple days, from their first weekend, they've got a decent team. They have some hard hitters, and they have some local kids here that are over there now as well, and it's going to be fun to compete with them. Fun to, you know, be able to show just the difference of what 8 weeks on the job looks like. And you know, so Emporia State, and then we get to face William Jewell again, which is who we face in the first tournament. Anytime you face a team this close together, the better team wins the second match. And so knowing that we're going to be able to adjust faster, we're going to be able to come after them and kind of pick off the weaknesses and go for them. They're probably going to find some holes in our game too, and we'll talk to coaching staff over there afterwards and kind of, you know, reconcile those differences and know how teams are going to start making adjustments at us. Get to face Washburn. It's the Washburn tournament. I get to face Washburn on Saturday morning, which that's one that we're excited about. You know, knowing that anytime a team's had a history of being good, that's going to be our benchmark match that we're going to see kind of where we stack up today, and then continue to see how we're going to continue to compete with them. And then Truman State is our last match. So yeah, I'm excited for this weekend. There's going to be a couple tests that we should be winning. And you know, should's the worst word in the English dictionary, but we should be winning those matches. And the other matches that we're going to compete really well and see that I don't believe I've ever been an underdog in any gym we've walked into. So we, you know, the Washburn match is going to be, let's go surprise them. Let's go get them.
Now that's such an interesting perspective too, right? Like a program that right now is kind of considered the underdog, and I know you're used to success and to, you know, building a program that will be sustaining that winning culture. But as an underdog, does that opportunity kind of excite you and excite this team to go and kind of, you know, prove people wrong?
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, there's as a team that I think the last 2 years or so hasn't won a conference match. Sometimes it might be easier for them to just overlook our mm-hmm. matches and go to the next team. After the first couple wins we get this conference season, people aren't going to be overlooking us for much longer. And there's the respect component of always respect your opponents and know that, you know, they're used to winning. But, you know, the pro game, they say, you know, that they get paid too, but I guess we get scholarship and we work hard too. But, you know, knowing that we're putting the time and effort in here as well, and we're going to find ways of exposing some of the holes and exposing some of the weaknesses and strategizing against each of our opponents in the right way to maybe go and steal some matches. What some might say, steal a match. I'd say you just show that we're going to be the better team that night.
Got to go earn it. I like it.
That's right.
Well, I could talk to you all day long, and you'll get sick of me mid-season. I could promise you that. But I'll let you go on that note, Coach. Thank you so much for the time and for joining us on the show for the first of hopefully many, many trips. But, again, good luck this weekend.
Awesome. I appreciate it. Looking forward to it. Thanks for having me.
All right. That's Mike McNeil. We'll take a break here on the JetCast. We'll be back with more right after this.
Hi, friends. Phil Nightingale, General Manager of Mount Hamilton Ford. Are you looking for a car, truck, or SUV?
With over 500 new vehicles, we are sure to have exactly what you want and what you need. Mount Hamilton Ford is sure to have your favorite color at a payment that fits your budget. Not looking for a new vehicle? No problem. Let our sales staff help you find a pre-owned vehicle. Over 90% of our vehicles are certified. That means peace of mind for you.
Shop us online or in person. Mount Hamilton Ford. Experience the difference.
Let's face it, it's been a while since you updated your kitchen and bathroom. And while they fit your style when your house was built, styles change. Or maybe the space just isn't fitting your current needs. That's where Keystone Solid Surfaces comes in. Keystone is the premier fabricator and installer of quartz, granite, and solid surfaces in Kansas. And with their huge brand new showroom at 1655 North Wabash in Wichita, providing the perfect inspiration, the possibilities are truly endless. That's why when it's time for an upgrade, the key is Keystone. KeystoneSolidSurfaces.com or find great specials on Facebook.
Final segment of the JetCast today here on the Newman Jets Audio Network, and we're going to wrap up today by taking a look at the upcoming schedule in Newman Athletics, as we've got a very busy week coming up, starting with Thursday, September 11th, both men's and women's soccer on the road. Women will be at Weatherford, Oklahoma, battling Southwestern Oklahoma State. That match will begin at 4 p.m. Central Time with live video linked on the Newman Jets website. And then at 7 o'clock on Thursday night, men's soccer, as we mentioned, is at Midwestern State. There'll be live video available for that match as well. So both soccer teams in action Thursday evening. Friday, things get going bright and early in the morning as the volleyball team begins competition at the Washburn Invitational at 9 a.m. Friday morning as they battle Emporia State, a conference foe, but it is a non-conference opponent. So they'll take on Emporia State at 9 a.m. And then at 7 p.m., way later in the day, the Jets will battle William Jewell for a second time. That was who Newman defeated for Coach McNeil's first victory as a Jet last weekend down in Texas. So they'll get a second chance at that match as well. Try to complete the season sweep of William Jewell. Then on Saturday, volleyball back in action as they'll battle the host team in 12th-ranked Washburn at 10 a.m. from Lee Arena in Topeka. And then they'll finish competition at 4 o'clock in the afternoon on Saturday, battling against Truman State. And then 1 o'clock Saturday afternoon, women's soccer on the road once again. They'll be at Oklahoma Christian, and there'll be, again, live video available for all of these matches that we have mentioned here. Next week, though, starting Monday and Tuesday, we mentioned this a little earlier in the podcast, but men's golf will be down in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and they'll be competing in the Northeastern State University Men's Golf Classic. Again, that is Monday and Tuesday, and there'll be live results links posted for that competition as well. And then finally, next week on Wednesday, September 17th. Women's soccer is back home as they will play host to Northwestern Oklahoma State at 7 o'clock from Wilkins Field. And we'll be sure to get you plenty more information on that as it approaches. But as always, if you missed anything, if you didn't write it down, if you need that full calendar, go to newmanjets.com/calendar. And of course, you can download the Newman Jets app. It is free with those schedules, the live stats links, the live video links, links to our podcast, and much, much more. Just download that Newman Jets app today. But that is going to conclude our action today from the JetCast in episode 147. Thanks, as always, to our guests in volleyball head coach Mike McNeil and soccer men's soccer student athlete Ruben Kester. Always appreciate their time and being part of the show. I'm Jackson Schneider. Thanks so much for tuning in. We'll see you next week here on the JetCast.
From the moment you walk through the doors at Ascension Via Christi, you'll hear the sounds of hope, health, and strength. Because Ascension Via Christi is more than just hospitals, ERs, and clinics. Ascension Via Christi teams start by understanding you, your health, and your life to deliver the care that's right for you. Connected to a national network of care and the expertise of a wide range of doctors and specialists. Ascension Via Christi in Wichita. Listening to you, caring for you. Find a doctor online at healthcare.ascension.org.
Life. It throws you curves and it knocks you down. But what separates the good from the great is the getting back up. Newman University will always get back up. We are a university of doers, of innovators, of transformers. We inspire as we soar to new heights. We will not be beaten. We will not settle for anything less than the best. We are Newman University.